Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty, and the DILF.
The big DILF.
Psycho T slash T Mill have the latest for you. The latest is 5 o'clock fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. And some news ahead of this series that kicks off tonight in Chicago for the Astros. We'll get to that in a second. But this just coming out. Framber Valdez, who was on the IL with the elbow issue. Framber Valdez will throw a bullpen in Chicago and could start one of the two games in Mexico City, Joe Espada said, the manager. So, once again, if you're just tuning in, that's the first time I've said it, so this will be the first time you've heard it. Framber Valdez will throw a bullpen in Chicago and could start one of the two games in Mexico City, Joe Espada, the manager says. For the Astros, Clint, this is big because I'll be honest with you, fellas. I know they had him on the 15-day DL, or IL, excuse me. I was really nervous on how long this would actually take. I thought this one may say 15, but be longer than that. This is a great sign that they're looking at throwing a bullpen and mentioning his ability to start one of the games against the Rockies coming up this weekend.
Absolutely. Look, getting Framber back is huge. And here's the deal with where the Astros are right now, having Verlander pitching game three of the three-game series against the Cubs and then potentially being backed up by Framber Valdez on one of the two games in Mexico City versus Colorado would be big. They need to start winning some ball games, and they need to win several of these next five on the road to start chipping into the hole that they've dug. And if you've got Framber Valdez on the backside of it, following up Verlander, you got a better chance to do that. So, yeah, great news. To your point, I mean, the thing with Framber scared me from jump, right?
Oh, I mean, just elbow. I don't care. They try to say it was on the top. Because slow, right? They kicked it off with saying, hey, man, it's a good sign we didn't have good to put him on the IL. And then they did 24 hours later. You know, and then we hadn't really heard, I think Tyler mentioned last week he played catch. And we knew, you know the deal. We got to get to flat ground. We got to get to
spin a couple.
You know, now get on the mound. And now he is having a bullpen. But I think within the report last week from Tyler was that he would not need to have a rehab start. I think that's a big deal to hear. But man, with Christian Javier going on the IL, they need him. They need him, man. You know, he pitched pretty decently his last start as well. So, yeah, this is a really, really great sign if he can actually get back with this team. I mean, as early as this weekend, I would not have guessed that until we got this report.
Me neither. But again, good news.
Yeah, it is good news. So, Framber Valdez, once again, will throw a bullpen in Chicago, and there is a possibility, according to Joe Espada, the manager, of him playing and starting one of the two games coming up against the Rockies in Mexico City. All right, the game tonight. And right now, I don't care that it's April 23rd. All of these games in these series are important right now. When you're 9 games under 500, they got to start stacking series wins. They've got to get some consistency right now in winning series. And they've got a 3-game set against the Cubs. And J.P. France gets the ball. And, Clint, the lineup is kind of interesting. Altuve will lead off with Alvarez as the DH. They had, Clint, been putting Alex Bregman in that 3 spot and Tucker in the 4 spot. They've switched that back. Tucker is now batting 3rd. Bregman in the 4 spot with Diaz catching tonight. Pena and McCormick. McCormick's in left field. And a bit of a surprise, maybe, kind of. Jose Abreu is in the 8 spot as the first baseman. And this comes off the heels of Dana Brown saying he was scuffling. They may give some time off. And then Jake Myers, he gets the start in center field. Off a day off yesterday, Dubon is going to be on the bench with Singleton and Kessinger. So that is the lineup. They have flopped Tucker and Bregman again there, and now Myers is in there, the back half of that lineup, Abreu and Myers on the back end of that. They got to start getting W's. I'm a bit surprised they're flipping there again in that 3rd and 4th spot, and I'm a bit surprised Abreu's in the lineup.
Yeah, look, this thing obviously for Joe Espada is going to be very fluid, and not just at the bottom of the lineup and not just in center field. They're going to bump guys around.
It's not ideal.
I mean, I'm shocked that Jose Abreu is still in the lineup. I read somewhere a little earlier where Joe Espada or Dana Brown, I think it was Joe, actually said that Singleton would be getting more run at first base. I assume that was a signal that he'd be in there today, but I guess they're going to see what Jose can do a couple more times before they make a move. I'm on record. I'm ready for Jose to take a 2-week vacation. A little 2-week vacation. We don't want to see you. I don't want you to see a baseball. I don't want you to swing a bat. I want you to put your toes up and figure this thing out.
Like when you say 2-week vacation, like where would you like to send him?
Pick your place, bub.
Montana, like somewhere cool. You want him in a cabin somewhere quiet, or you want him in a beach?
No, I want him to go get it.
I know what kind of guy.
Go blow it out. whatever it is, man.
You want to spring break this thing?
You want to take your wife, leave the kids at home, and go have you a good time? You want to leave your kid and your wife and everybody at home and go with the boys and blow it out? You want to – whatever you want to do, man. Just cannot – it cannot include baseball.
713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube or Twitch. 2-week vacation. Where are you sending? If you're the Astros, where are you sending Jose Abreu? Where are you sending? Maybe Dennis Rodman – dipped off to Vegas that one time.
Nah, Vegas too. That's too.
Is that too much?
That's too much for 2 weeks. I need him to go somewhere.
Yeah, suggested maybe I mean, the Appalachian
I'm a,
Mountains.
I'm a huge fan.
A cabin in the mountains. That place where
Scottsdale, maybe.
No, that's not it either. Too much action, boys. Too much
action. Too much
action.
You got you that said kind
of
money.
You got that. Well, I mean, if he wants to go for a couple days, you've got 2 weeks. I mean, I didn't even go on for 2 weeks.
I'm trying to think of where I'd send him there. It, like a,
I mean, one of them. Look, one of them real nice, fancy, exclusive resorts down in Cabo, dude.
Oh, Cabo, yeah.
I mean, okay. they're more like apartments anyway. I mean, you know, not
villas.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but not Bob's. But you talking about villas?
What I say, villas?
Villas.
Villas.
RIP.
Yeah, we did lose Bob.
Yeah. So, but he's in the lineup tonight. We'll see what happens. For the record, I am 100% behind Singleton at first base.
Corpus. Or someone said.
Oh, well, no, you can't do that to him.
Maybe make him play a couple of games, too.
He don't need to play. Playing clearly, like working his way, swinging his way out of this.
You don't have a bat. Someone said a dark retreat where they sent.
Call Aaron Rodgers. That we may be there, boys.
Rudy Gobert did that as well after his playoff.
When I came out of the darkness.
Come on, guys. Stop getting nasty. You're out here.
I like it when the people get nasty.
They're trying to send him somewhere and have a slump buster that's sick.
Send him one of them, too.
I believe he's probably tried that. I mean, where he is right now, I think he's tried it all. Yeah, I'm telling you, Appalachian Mountain, get you a cabin, go somewhere and no TV.
Why are you always like Appalachian Mountains in Montana? Why'd you go there immediately?
I'm trying to get somewhere quiet.
Remote.
Like him to be with his thoughts. Coffee. You want him to get drunk, but not fun.
I don't care what he does as long as it's not baseball.
You want him to get drunk, but not fun.
Disappear for 2 weeks. That's it. I don't care where it's at, man. Disappear off of this lineup card for 2 weeks.
Well, he's not. He's in it today. So there it is. Once again, if you missed that lineup, Jose Abreu is in it at first base at the 8th spot. So maybe today's the day. Maybe today's the day. Multi-hit day today. Probably not.
5 o'clock fire.
Did that happen?
No. The NBA playoffs. You know what? I'm watching them games last night, Clint, and, you know, I'll be honest with you. I did not watch a second of the Cavs and the Magic.
I did not either.
And I know Chris Santiago, the producer of Area 45, is really into the Magic. I had no wants of that.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. He has talked to me multiple times about their playoff start. I think he's really buying low on them and really enjoying the young group they have. But I didn't watch any of that. But the Knicks-Sixers was a great game and a spectacular ending. And the Nuggets and Lakers the same way. But it got me, Clint. Like, I really want the Rockets to get into this position. Like, that would be really fun if we had that. Like, every other night, whatever, and the Rockets were in playoff games and games that matter. Yeah, and you're looking at, like, the way – because that was fun last night. If you – I know some of you may not be fans of the NBA, whatever. But that was fun last night to watch, you know, those games, that, you know, that intensity level, the playoffs. I want the Rockets to be in that again. I want us to be able to have to come in, and that's something. Because if there was a game, the Rockets were involved in one of those games last night, and then they'd have jumped the jerseys. I mean, that was so much fun last night, and hopefully the Rockets can start to make moves to get into playing games that are important like that. Because last night, that was fun.
Look, I'm a casual fan. I've said it a million times. I watch when the playoffs roll around. It's hard for me to watch regular season NBA basketball. It is hard to watch. But when you turn these playoffs on, everybody's playing harder. As you mentioned, all of a sudden the refs tighten up a little bit.
Tighten up? Hell, they loosening up.
Well, I mean, just in general, the old sphincter tightened up where they're having to go to the damn monitor half the damn time. But nonetheless, it's just one of those where everything's picking up. It all matters. Every possession matters. It's a fun watch. And last night, hell, the fellas on TNT said it's the best doubleheader they've ever had.
Yeah, it is.
At least the finishes anyway.
Like the finishes people are talking about. And then the other story is, I wonder if we see a change in officiating. I don't think the officiating had a anywhere near as a major part to the outcome of those games. But, Clint, they went to the monitor twice last night, and once in the Sixers game and the Sixers-Knicks game, and another time with the Lakers and Nuggets. The Sixers-Knicks game, like, I've never seen it. Kyle Lowry touched the ball but then hit a guy in the shoulder. They went to the replay and said and watched it and said minimal contact. And D'Angelo Russell went to the lane. He shot a ball and got hit in the face, and they went to the replay system and said minimal contact and reversed those calls. I don't know what the hell that's about. Like, I could get like, all right, they've been letting them play a little bit. They let them be a little bit more aggressive. When you go to the replay, I could not believe those got overturned.
Well, it's got to be one of those, right, where the foul was actually like it wasn't – the foul that was called was not – him getting hit in the face, D'Angelo Russell getting hit in the face. It was something on the arm or the ball or the hand or something, right? And so when they go to replay, they don't have the ability to judge on him getting hit in the face. It's just the contact. They blew the whistle. It's got to be it.
In any play, they can look at anything. They can look at any part
of. So they can go back to a part that was never called and say,
and they said it was minimal. Like they said it was. It was minimal.
I didn't know that. So they can go and review.
Oh, yeah. They can even.
They can review a block where they said, hey, he hit him on the arm. And go back and say, okay, well, he didn't hit him on the arm, but he hit him with his body. He got into him with his body.
Any part of the play, they can even if it's a foul that they missed, they can go back and look at it. That, like I said, it is not the reason that those games ended up the way they were, but that was odd.
Yeah.
To go to, like, because what I learned last night is if you let go of the ball, if you hit the ball first, you can really do whatever you want to after the ball is gone. So you can hit him in the face.
Right.
You can push him. It was the damnedest thing that I saw last night. I just can't take it with these Lakers and the Nuggets. Did you win money last night?
Yes, sir. 5 for 5 on NBA bets.
Hey, you barely snuck in. You barely snuck in on LeBron. You were sitting at 25.5. He had 26.
Perfection last, on a Monday that makes me. Layup,
you barely. You had the Lakers +7?
7 or 7.5,
Look at you, man.
Yeah, 5 for 5. Let's do it again tonight, shall we?
What are you on tonight?
What are you on tonight? I told you, Kevin Durant, I don't know what his line is, but Kevin Durant's getting 35 at the very least tonight.
Let's see. I will look up Durant because I want your advice on that. I'm on Lillard under for points.
What's he at?
29.5. I'm on Pacers Bucks under 224.
Yeah, 35 at the half.
I'm on James Harden's turd ass under 19.5 points.
That feels right.
And I'm on the Suns and T-Wolves under 108 in the first half. 108.5. Follow me to the money, people.
That one's a little dicey. I think.
What's Durant's total?
I think the Suns are going to. I think the Suns are going to put up 70 themselves in the half.
Kevin Durant over under 25.5 points tonight.
I would take that over.
I'll take 100 on the over.
Oh, I would take that.
I'll take 100 on the over, Tyler.
Let's ride,
baby.
That man Anthony Edwards, who was busting everybody's ass, said, "I'm killing you, old man." Cussed
it. I don't think that's what he said.
He cussed it a little bit, but that's what
we're locked in.
I'm whooping your ass, old man. And Kevin had a laugh, but it was a laugh of like, I'll see your ass, because they was down by 30 something at the point. I'll see your ass. Kevin's gonna go off. Booker wasn't good either. He's gonna go off. I don't know about that under on that 108. I may think of that one as well. All right, coming up, we're a couple of days away from the draft. And right now, the Texans are not in the first round. Not in the first round right now. But I want you to look through it. I know there's a player that you covet. There's a player that you covet. And be realistic. You're not getting Caleb Williams. A player that you covet. If Nick were to decide to get back in the first round, who was the one player that if he's there, if he drops, you want him to get aggressive to get? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. All right, man. Right now, as of this moment, the Texans are not in the first round. They do not have a first round pick. They are in the second round with a lot of ammo, two picks in that second round, but right now they do not have a first round pick. But what we do know of Mr. Nick Caserio is he is not afraid to move up. He is not afraid to trade up. He is not afraid to go after certain players. And he's done it multiple times. He's moved up to get Will Anderson, moved up to get Nico Collins, moved up to get Juice Scruggs, moved up to get Tank Dell. He has made moves in the draft. And let's be realistic. I don't even think that they would move up into the top 15. I don't even think they would do that much, because that would really push up enough. But to get into the 20s, I think the Texans potentially could really do that, to get in to the 20s if there is a player that they covet and want. And I'm looking at several thoughts. Like, there's some defensive tackles, there's some corners there. And I'm gonna throw a couple at you. I'm gonna throw a couple at you to see if this would be somebody you would be willing to go up and get, Clint. I see right now Bucky Brooks has his out right here, and he has Byron Murphy at 19 to the Rams. Would you jump up to go get Byron Murphy at 19 to the Rams?
Yes.
That would be somebody you would go and put together what it would need to get to go up, rather than keeping those 2 second-round picks in the
second. Yeah, you're talking about you draft Byron Murphy in the first round. You jump up, you package those 2 second-round picks and whatever it takes to jump up and get that. It's a plug-and-play starter. I think Byron Murphy's a plug-and-play starter. And this with this team, the way it's built right now, I think he's a plug-and-play starter. And he's not quite the game-changer. Or at least we don't know yet. He could potentially be, hell, who knows, with the draft pick. But he's not the free agent game changer that I wanted inside for this defense, and I expected inside for this defense.
That, you know, is ready to go right now.
Yeah. Right. Well, ready to, like, change the game right now.
Yep.
Like, I think he would be a starting caliber rotational piece at the very least. Yep. So, yeah, I would be okay with that. Who else you got?
Yeah, somebody texted and said they just traded out of the 20s. Once again, as Cal and Hannah McNair. Cal McNair said earlier today on In the Loop, you never know what Nick's going to do. You don't. You never know what's going to change. You never know if there's a player that you don't know, that you didn't think was going to be there, that could end up there. Bucky Brooks, again, I'll give you another one. He has Jazon Newton, D-tackle out of Illinois. He's got him at 28, which would be easier to come up and get. That's the last offensive tackle he has going in this draft. He's got your guy Jarrett Verse like at 12, so that feels a little high to go up to try to go get. But Newton out of Illinois, I think, fits the size that he likes to that I think D'Amico likes to have.
Yeah, look, I haven't watched him as much as I have the others and seen those guys. So, but if you're talking about a first round caliber true defensive tackle, I think that guy plug and play starts on this team. Right now, over the journey. And the potential of that guy is kind of like what we watched with Will Anderson this year, where, boy, you see that he's got some big time traits. Maybe you don't see the success early. All of a sudden, he starts putting it together midseason, late season. All of a sudden, you've got a changer. You got a game changer, right? The one you mentioned, Jarrett Verse, is the one for me. And now he's more of an edge. About 265, he's more of an edge defender, but we see the route that I think he would fit what D'Amico wants to do in terms of having guys that can be outside, like the D'Amico Autry thing, outside or inside. He is I watched him a lot at Florida State. Whether you put him inside or outside, he is a game wrecker. Like, I think he is going to be super special. Jordan Reed's got him going 19th to Los Angeles, so. They're going to try to replace, obviously.
Aaron Donald.
99 Aaron Donald in the middle. So,
yep.
But yeah, I think any of those D tackles, any of the corners,
Yeah, they got three corners in the 20s. Kool-Aid is at 29. He has going to the Lions. He's got Cooper DeJean going at 25. And then he has Nate Wiggins, the corner out of Clemson, going 22.
And I'll be honest with you, I like the cover defender thought at this point as much as I do the D-tackle thought. The cover defender with this particular team, Dez King is the cover corner. And I'm high on Dez King. I'm really high on Dez King as you bump him up against Tavarius. What's his name?
Oh, yeah, Thomas.
Tavier Thomas, right? You bump him up against him, I'm really high on him. But I understand where you could upgrade there. So if it's a corner in college that was a little bit stiff in the hips or something, or for whatever reason he's better off as a nickel defender, okay, boom, bring him in there. If it's an outside corner that you want to compete with C.J. Henderson and Jeff Okuda, boom, put him out there. Either way it goes, they're rotational pieces, and it's a big-time future play when you do, sooner rather than later, have to pay Derek Stingley Jr. So right now I actually like the corner pick more than I would like the interior defensive tackle pick. But I could roll with either one of those right there.
Yeah, you know it feels like they need to add something probably in both positions, but really up front. The Newton one intrigues me because if it's this part of the first round, that's not going to cost you as much as getting up. If it's 28 to 30 where he is, and the other part is, Clint, is there is, at least according to draft experts, a really big drop-off after him at the D-tackle position, you know, in terms of what it is
that
you
want to do.
Yeah, like those three. And I think he's probably snuck himself into the first round because of the lack of guys there, right?
Well,
there's only really two that people have big first-round grades on, and now he has snuck his way in
well,
the back.
Well, your overall point is to me, it's going to take one of those guys sliding. And D'Amico and Nick look at each other and go, hey, man.
How much,
We could potentially get there. You want to make the call. We definitely need it. Do you want to make the call? This guy is sliding. This guy can help us. This guy can start for us. Like, it's going to have to be one of those situations, I think, for Nick to jump and move that high.
Yeah, because, like, 28, 29, 30, you got two seconds, a third, and two fours. That, like, you can get to that and make that work. That make that work easy. You know, as some people are rolling, text line rolling in with their thoughts on who to bring in. People really love Cooper.
Oh, the white corner?
Yes.
Oh, well, hell, what's not to love? I'm assuming he plays well.
Yeah.
I mean, good gosh.
Sick. Yeah, Cooper. Get Cooper D.
I mean, good.
Get Cooper D in here, huh?
I mean, yeah, the only white corner in the game. Is there another one anywhere?
I don't think so.
Oh, I mean, heck, no. That's...
Yeah, there was a white corner. They moved him to safety, I think. He's really a special teams guy.
There you have it.
Yeah. Play for Washington. Damn it.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Great news potentially coming out of the Astros. We'll discuss that. And people are really getting on Clint hard. I've been looking up and down the text line on a statement he made earlier.
For what?
Really getting on Clint. We'll discuss that coming up.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Here's some good news coming out of the Houston Astros, and damn sure Lord knows they need it. They can really use some. This coming from Joe Espada, the manager himself. Dana Espada here. Framber Valdez will throw a bullpen in Chicago and could start one of the two games in Mexico City. Joe Espada, a.k.a. Dana Espada, they have made this decision that he could go. This to me is huge. I ain't going to lie to you. I thought Framber Valdez was – I would have said a month. That's would have been my thought. And I think I based that off of you just don't want to play around with elbows. I don't care. I know people were saying it's on the top. I don't give a rip. Elbows wherever. Pitchers, elbows, as we're seeing everybody and all these people have injuries.
Top side, like, left side, right side, bottom side, don't matter.
It's elbow. Let's stop. Let's chill. My man got hurt playing catch. Let's go. So I thought, hey, this feels like a clean 30. A clean 30 days is what I felt. But to get to a point where he's potentially throwing a bullpen in Chicago over the next 3 days and could be in line to make a start in Mexico City, that's moving at a quicker rate than I thought. Again, where is Jose Urquidy? Are we getting closer to that? Has Jose Urquidy reached him out? I'm just saying like that. Like, how did he get jumped by all these cats?
Where art thou?
Yeah.
Have you heard enough? Where is the Jose Urquidy update? Well,
somewhere with Waldo. I don't know.
I mean, you look at Urquidy and Luis Garcia and Lance McCullers. I mean, those three. I mean, we got a large group of luxury players.
I
can understand Lance and three technique. Like, Lance is Lance. You know, if Lance gets in here before August, I think we should celebrate. Like, I mean, throw a party. Right, I'm talking about champagne, balloons.
I'll bring it.
Dancers.
Not the balloons. I don't know where to get balloons. I can bring the champagne.
I'll handle the dancers.
I meant like Jabba Walkies, like those kind of.
Oh,
like,
that's not any good.
Not the kind of dancers you're talking about.
Ron had me watching them in Vegas.
I mean, I barely even won tassels.
You enjoyed it. You just weren't drunk enough. Me and Brandon came back around, and we were drunk enough. But anyhow, and then you know, Garcia's coming off Tommy John. I mean, I don't like honest
I
to God.
I don't even remember
his injury
because they're crapshoots.
Yes,
of when we ever get him back. Urquidy's right there with him. Bro.
I didn't think he was a crapshoot guy. I don't even remember. Do you like honest to God? Do you remember his injury? Was it a shoulder?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. I mean, we're getting updates on everybody. Not him.
No, he felt some tightness.
Did he feel some tightness?
The shoulder was last year. Didn't he feel some tightness in the elbow or in the forearm?
It's his shoulder. Sure, he'll find it. I'd like to get an update on Christian Javier, too, by the way.
That's there you go. Verlander, Fromber, Christian Javier. Those three right there.
Did we pop that neck?
Did he go see my boy Paul over at Midtown?
No. He's in Chicago out there kicking it.
Oh, I bet Chicago's got some nice reflexology working.
Yeah, yeah. I bet you they do. Got some action going. So Framber throwing a bullpen in Chicago. So that's big. Hopefully he is back a lot sooner. This Jose Urquidy. I'm gonna get to the bottom of this. I'm gonna call Dana myself. Dana's
like, man, I got a lot bigger fish to fry right now than Jose.
Well, not Dana Brown, Dana Williams. Different Dana.
Oh, who's that?
Fan. Maybe he may. Oh, okay. It's that track on this.
You got it figured out?
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.